Blog Talk Radio.
And greetings. Welcome to another segment of New Day Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and as usual, we are always very pleased to be able to broadcast with you. Tonight's program, we are going to continue some of the dialogue that we had last week. And of course, we're talking about predators, sex offenders, and also this week adding on exploiters in our community. We're going to give you a follow-up report on the activity that took place here in Philadelphia, of course, in regards to a predator that has been reported here in Philadelphia. And certainly we are advising those of you who may have a similar situation in your community, well, this will help to provide some insight into some of the things that you can do. Before, again, we begin our segment for tonight, as usual, we always give thanks and praises to our Creator, and we are always very appreciative and very cognitive of our freedom-fighting ancestors. Tonight's program, again, we're going to talk about several things, as indicated, what's going on in some of our communities, and certainly we've known of these things happening for quite a while, but people standing up to really take action against it, well, that's something kind of new, certainly to the extent and to the degree that is now happening. So in a few minutes, we're going to go to our live line, and we're going to talk again with Sister Basima Muhammad Day, who, of course, is very instrumental here in Philadelphia in many areas of things, but at this particular time in particular, and focusing on standing up to defend and protect our women and girls, our children in general. But in this particular instance, we're talking about what's going on with women and girls in particular. And again, we're talking about molestation. We're talking about, other forms of exploitation. And of course, we are saying that this is going to affect, it has already affected us all. In many, many ways, it certainly stagnates the development and growth of our people. It stagnates the development and growth of African liberation. And certainly it dishonors our ancestors. And so it's so important that we continue to focus and continue to strive to do the work that has been mandated. But it's obviously time to clean house. We can't move forward as a people if, in fact, we have certain things going on in our community. And with that said, we're also talking about traitors. We're talking about sellouts, people who not only be in our face and in disguise with the various garments that we wear or the types of art and culture that we produce in our communities, but we're also talking about those who claim to be somewhat of our leaders or representatives, both politically and socially. These are sellouts also. And with that said, we're going to also talk a little later on about what has happened with the Emmett Till family. Indeed, those of you who have been tuned into our program previously, then you know over the past weeks we have worked very hard to bring attention to the exploitation that you oftentimes find in the music. Well, a few weeks ago, we happened to hear more about that person that they call Lil Wayne, and, of course, the lyric that he put into one of his recent songs, or whatever you want to call it, that really put Emmett Till in the context of something that was not only degrading, but is just totally unacceptable. And, of course, he's been dealing with or putting those types of lyrics out in regards to females for quite a while now. But it wasn't until he kind of put it in the same frame of with Emmett Till that it became a real big issue with people. We're very blessed and feel very fortunate that that this happened, but, you know, it's unfortunate that it took so long and that it had to be that of a male that was being depicted in a very degrading way, that it brought attention or greater attention for people to take some action. So as a result, folks all over the country began to galvanize and to get prepared for what we said was a pending boycott against Mountain Dew and PepsiCo, which, of course, was sponsoring Lil Wayne's tour. Well, the Emmett Till family, of course, was outraged and upset and was very much involved in bringing greater attention to the issue and seeked out to the community at large for support, and the community did, in fact, respond. Well, shortly thereafter, there was some meetings held, and it seems that the meeting that took place, I'm not sure if it was one or more, but nevertheless, the encounter that took place with the Emmett Till family, along with the PepsiCo Mountain Dew folk, was put together or facilitated by none other than Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton apparently knew someone at PepsiCo or was able to get their ear and was said to be able to do so in a quicker manner. And so a meeting was set up. Well, the meeting did take place, and representatives from the Emmett Till family did, in fact, attend the meeting. And at that point, it was discussed some of the things that would be accomplished, including, of course, with Mountain Dew pulling out. But also, it was indicated that the PepsiCo company would provide some summits or some other kind of activities through the Emmett Till or the Mamie Till Mobley Foundation. So this was to benefit youth in the Chicago area, and of course it was going to also connect with a few of the grassroots organizations in other cities who were involved in helping to expose the situation and to get action done. And so this seemed to be the agreement that did, in fact, come from out of the meeting. Well, several weeks passed, and unfortunately, it appears that there was a reneging occur, for lack of a better terminology, meaning when the representative from the Emmett Till family, attempted to connect further with the Mountain Dew Texaco people, they couldn't seem to get any responses. They not only could not get any responses, but it seemed that it had come to a total dead end. So whatever was being proposed or whatever was being said would happen did not happen. There was no summit or no further dialogue or nothing. However, today, we are able to report that while the Emmett Till family did not hear anything from the Mountain Dew PepsiCo folk, Al Sharpton certainly did. As a matter of fact, he's now signed with the same record label that Lil Wayne is on. So we're going to give you more information about that very shortly. And talking about that and people like Jay-Z and others, because there is a demonstration coming up here in Philadelphia. And when Jay-Z comes to Philly, he's going to be greeted with some black folks who are going to say, yo, you, we don't like you, we don't like what you're doing, et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to be talking with Brother Bomani X, who represents the Committee Against Gangsta Rap. And he's going to tell us about what they have planned coming up for August. And we're going to also talk with our brother, who represents a very powerful, dynamic group in the D.C. area, who also has a lot to say about the BS that we now see in hip-hop. We're going to talk to our brother, Yasin. And let's see, we may be speaking with Dr. Randy Short as well. Hopefully he'll be calling in also. So without further ado, we're going to get ready to go to our open line, or our hotline rather, and we're going to kick it off with our powerful, strong sister who is going to give us a report on what happened last Monday here in Philadelphia in regards to beginning to make the African community more aware and more prepared in dealing with sex and child offenders and predators and exploiters and women manipulators within not just the black community in general, but within the so-called African conscious spiritual communities. So we're going to open our line up now, and we're going to talk with our sister, Asima Muhammad Mubeg, who, of course, is also an activist, who is also an advocate, and just a dynamic sister who is a representative from the parent body of the UNIA, the ACL also. And I could go on and on, but I think when you hear the sister, you'll be able to get a gist of just some of the activities and the things that she has been doing and is doing, but particularly right now, focusing on protecting our children. Sister Basima, do we have you on this line?
Yes, if you can hear me. Can you hear me, my sister?
Yes, yes, we can hear you, sis.
Greetings to the listeners, audience, and to the family of Empress Cheese Weekly. I think sometimes twice a week you on, right?
Well, you know what? We come on for sure every once a week, but whenever there's a hot topic or other information that needs to get out, we come on every time
okay.
We can.
Well, that's my point. Sister's on point and on time, keeping us on the issues and the information. We was on last week, myself, Iya Ijoy, and my sister Pam Africa, along with Memphis Cheese, speaking of the very alarming news that we got here in the Philadelphia area, but certainly hoping that people all over particularly are organizing and listening and speaking with the children. Here in Philadelphia, we said to you last week that we had been shocked by one of our brothers in the community, such great standards he had, such great African principles of unity and love he professed to us, but unfortunately had been hiding under a long history of raping and molesting young girls and continue on with his behavior until now. So we went to what they say, if the Muhammad don't come to the mountain, take the mountain to Muhammad.
That's right.
We went to the brother's house. We found it necessary for us to allow that community to be aware of what was there in that house. We were waiting patiently to begin to try to process this. But what we knew that was more important than anything is that we began to safeguard our children stronger. And more than anything, to make sure that there's awareness that these individuals are amongst us. And it happens to be very interesting to me, but then we had to really look at the whole situation. But the moment we began to proceed to the block, the block, was enraged, and it stayed that way. The police came, state representatives came, and of course, you know, titles were thrown around, and we all had titles. All of the sisters that were there, again, all the sisters that were there were definitely equipped in terms of dealing with the issue at hand. But the bottom line is, we looked at the hurt and the pain that was in that community, and so, it took another spin in terms of us just putting out the information. We had to then almost immediately go into the concern and counsel some of the community out there as we stood to share the information of such horrible information of someone with great standards in our community. Talk to me, sis, because, you know, I'm fooled up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a process that is going on, you know, and the reality of it is that it has divided this community. It has divided this community because we are not ready to take the principal stance on behalf of women and children as we should be. some of the beloved brothers who said that they had our back didn't show up. Didn't show up at all. Didn't call. Didn't say they didn't want to do that. Didn't say they couldn't do it. Didn't say anything. So I'm saying there's an element amongst us that we have put in place that we turn our head and close our eyes based on our friendship and sometimes based on family or just don't want to do nothing. We have to cut that out. Our children's lives are at hand. We have been crying out. Here in Philadelphia, we bought two point five million women here?
That's correct. At least that.
At least here in the city of Philadelphia. And this was over a call of a 9-month period of process. This is how ready that I know that Mama is in terms of her pain and suffering. The collective work that we put together over the last couple of days have been what we have been designed to do. So I'm saying that the call is going out. We talk about the activities of the Million Women March. People say, what do you need a Million Women March for? We need to come together, sisters. We need to begin to deal with our business and make sure that there are principal unities in terms of what we're doing. We cannot any longer sit back and look at this as just a man thing. It's not a man thing. It's a sick thing. It is something that has been passed on to us from the slave master, you know, and it's time that we stop pulling the sheet back up and closing our eyes like it never happened, going with our daily business in the morning. The children said, check yourself. We offer posts. You know, and so we went to meet with the brothers and discuss how we felt about them not showing up. And we were very serious with them. We were very adamant in terms of making our point, understood that we would not sit back any longer. You all have to deal with this. And we know we are stepping on quite a bit of toes. We know that we're going to be opening up a whole lot of doors. But we're in the 21st century, the mid of the 21st century. All over the world, we know that war is going on in African people. We say it right here. Instead of building adequate homes, they're building glorifying building prisons, you know. So we have to deal with these kind of things. And so we're ready to deal with the issues around protecting and educating and mobilizing and standing with our sisters, standing with our young daughters, protecting our families. You know, this is the thing that we're left with. And these are the things that we've always had to deal with. So I'm just saying, wake up, brothers and sisters. Stop holding these brothers and sisters in these high places, and you know they got dirty business going on. You know that they're covering down for the last past 15, 10, 20 years. Call me on it if you think I'm dirty. I don't care who it is. We cannot raise our nation if we're talking nation building for us as talkers on that level. We have to check ourselves. Because, yes, we're wrecking ourselves.
That's right. That's right. All right, my sister. Well, I thank you for that update. And, of course, we'll be getting you back on as this thing continues because it is really, as you indicated, it is just beginning. And we certainly
yes.
thank you and the other sisters and brothers who...
Just for one last second, because I don't like to just be talking like we talk, and we're taking action as well. We organize August the 3rd for a community meeting here in Philadelphia. The community here has to start its healing process. We have to look at and analyze and bring our community back together before we start our tribunal. So those things are in place at this point, and we'll be giving you further update on those things. And I thank you, sister, for keeping these airways over. Stay black, stay strong, and stay on point. Give thanks.
Give thanks, my sister. And you know we're going to continue to do that because that's what some of us are here to do. All right, my sister, give thanks. And
thanks.
Again, we thank you for taking the time to bring us that report tonight. And we look forward to having you back very soon because we know that there's going to be some other things coming up because it seems like each day things are unfolding, more information is beginning to manifest. And so, again, we put the call out to all of you who may know something or someone who some things have happened to and you may have felt reluctant about speaking out about it. Well, you're hearing some sisters and some brothers, too, who are also speaking out against these things. And so now you know that there's some people you can connect with, no matter what city you're in. Folks are very serious about this issue and about flushing this kind of stuff out in our community. And, again, we're very thankful to our brothers and our sisters in particular who have now taken the stand, taken the front line, shall we say, in making certain that we can rid this of our communities. Before we leave Sister Bastima or have her to leave us, we're going to take a quick comment. We have a caller who has a comment or a question, and then we're going to bring in Brother Bomani. We're going to talk about the exploitation. And remember, some of what we're seeing in these videos, some of what we're hearing in some of these lyrics is promoting certain behavior in our community. So this is why we've got to also deal with that. So we're going to talk about that in a few minutes as well. We're going to bring our brother Yassim in. But before we do, we're going to go to caller. You're at 2005. Do you have a question or a comment for us tonight? 2005.
Greetings, family. Can you hear me?
Okay, we can hear you now.
Yeah. Okay, greetings, Brother Andrew.
Greetings, Brother Andrew.
I was dealing with Sima, Sister Filet. Let me tell you something. Let me tell y'all two sisters something. I relocated here from Philly, from Los Angeles, right? After meeting y'all, my sister, and all of the other side of the tribe kind of activity that I've been involved in, y'all have been very instrumental into my appreciation of who black women are and who keep holding up the banner, which y'all have been doing since we've been here in the northern Western Hemisphere. Let me say this, though. I'm very supportive of any endeavor that you're into, and I bring to the table both sides of the tracks. Sister Bassina, that individual, the first time I heard something, and I just come out of a different school, have you served the individual, this black thing, to bring
for
in?
For some reason, you're breaking up. So,
okay,
well,
I'm not at the house. I'm not at the house. I'll call back.
Okay, all right, good thing.
All right.
Okay, I think he was in transit, but that's all good. Okay.
He's on food, so he's listening in the process.
That's
wherever
right.
I say.
No,
but then just, you know, closing, I will be eventually turning off and coming back on because I certainly want to hear.
Okay.
Just be listening. I certainly want to hear the rest of the guests you have this evening, but I do want to say when I was listening to your introduction and I was saying, wow, look at the work that the women have been trying to do all of these years. Look at the fight that they gave C. Dolores Tucker, and she was only talking about protecting our black women. Stop it. Stop defending this. I'll be listening. I thank you again, and Prashita, that's all I had to say. I will be listening. I thank you, brothers, who will be coming on after me, who are on post and bringing this to us. We definitely really, really appreciate you, and we love you much. Give thanks, and I'll be listening.
All right, my sister. Now, stay right there for 1 minute because I think Brother Yassim might have a quick question for you, and he's going to be coming on next anyway, but I wanted to make sure I gave him the opportunity to yell at you real quick because he's a brother that we recently met, sis, and I'm telling you, I love him, and you're going to find that he's going to be a real powerful brother in working with both us as women but also with our brothers as well. So I just want to give you a brief introduction because he's based in the D.C. area. I think I have him right here. Hold on.
Yes, I'm here.
Brother, oh, we got you.
Yes.
All right, brother. Good
yes,
thing.
Yes.
All right.
Wonderful.
Greetings.
You know, I was kind of waiting for the update from the show last week. in regards to, you know, how you guys were going to dismantle the situation. But, you know, because the I truly believe because the skeleton is out of the closet, whether the other brother showed up or not, the skeleton won't be able to jump back in the flesh because you can already see what's going on. That situation will be totally dismantled the way that you guys anticipated to be. And if you can see the way that the lights are shining right now in regards to all types of pornography, in regards to all type of sex slaves and trafficking of humans, it is definitely a higher beam that's coming down and chastisement on these individuals. So I'm with the Change Your Posture organization as well as 360 Wise Guy Music Group. So with Sister Empress, I will definitely stay in tune, and any work that we can do on our side to support you, your movement, and anything dealing with the women, because without the woman, the man wouldn't be here at all. You have us 110%.
All right.
Well,
okay.
As you can tell, we are moving forward.
All right. I'll be listening. Give thanks and keep up the good work.
All right, sis.
All right. Thank you, sis.
All right. Brother Yassim, you stay right there. And what we're
going
to do is, hold on one moment. Oops. Okay, I got you back in. Okay, we're waiting for Brother Bomani to call in. I don't see you on the boards, brother, so if you are on the board and you're listening, you need to press 1 so that I can try to identify you. Our boards are pretty tight tonight, but okay, I saw you. All righty, I see the brother in queue. Okay, but before we do, I'm going to go to caller. You're at 8872. Did you have a question or comment for us tonight before we bring Brother Bomani in?
Yes, greetings.
Greetings.
I would like to say that thank you for being there. And I want to say that for everybody, I'm about the Yvonne Hiller story. I want to bring Yvonne Hiller back up. If you type her name in, that's Y, with a Y, Yvonne Hiller, H-I-L-L-E-R. She's the one who killed the two people at Nabisco in 2010. Mm-hmm. Well, the same thing is happening to me that happened to Yvonne. And I went online and I looked her story up by just typing her name in and saying Philadelphia, PA. And that's when I saw the real Yvonne, because on the human rights group that I'm in, freedomfchs.com, she looked young and beautiful on there. Didn't look like nothing was wrong with her, you know? But when I typed her up as Yvonne Hill of Philly, PA, she said she's 40-something years old. And excuse me, because I'm very ill and I'm trying to say what I'm trying to say, and I'm in a lot of pain. Because I'm being mistreated.
Okay, let me ask, is this relevant to our topic for tonight?
You say it's about women. And
we're focusing on molestation.
Well, this is worse than molestation. This is an unseen crime that has happened to Yvonne, and it's happening to me, too. This is why I'm talking about.
But our topic for tonight, though. Okay, because we have different topics, and we're going to always talk about our women, but we had some specific topics for tonight. So is any of that related to our topic for tonight, which is molestation, rape, exploitation, and particularly in the music industry and in the entertainment industry?
It may not be in the entertainment. It's entertainment to the people who's doing it. And in the same medical center that comes up on Yvonne Hiller's story is the same medical center that I'm dealing with, and I cannot get medical treatment nor my medication that's prescribed in my record saying that I've been chemical sprayed. And they're killing me, and ain't nothing I can do about it. And I'm just, you know, I'm sick. I can't hardly get my groceries. My social workers, this thing has followed me since the call I made to you in 2011, and the minister had me come to Philly.
Right. I'm very familiar with it, sister. But for tonight,
we really have to stay focused on this topic and this issue. What we'll do is bring you back, though, when we're really going to get into some health issues. And then that way we're able to really be focused and get some specific answers, and you can give out some very clear information. But we need to focus on health when we have you back on, and the targeting of our people and the various things that the corporations are doing. But tonight's program is not kind of geared in that direction, because we have a lot of work that we need to do.
Thank you for
You're so welcome, sister. You're welcome. Thank you. Okay, we're going to go back now to Brother Yasim. You're still with us?
Yes, I'm here, sister.
Okay, give thanks. All right. Okay, we're going to go now to the line and talk with Brother Bomani X, who is a part of the Committee Against Gangster Rap. Now, as you heard earlier, Sister Basima talked about T. Dolores Tucker. However, let me add something to that, because it's very important that we talk about the sellout in some of the previous attempts and bringing attention to this. And unfortunately, I have to speak the truth to what I know, and I do know about that particular time and that particular situation. And let me just also say, in terms of the Men and Women Movement and the Black Women's Defense League, we're not interested in being on the board of any corporation. And I'm going to tell you why I'm saying that. Because there have been previous attempts to deal with some of these music industry people, some of the corporations. But the deals that went in was for those people who were fighting against it to be on the board of some of these companies. Now, of course, the position was that by being on the board, you could make a difference. But see, I know politics all too well. And in knowing politics all too well, I know how that game is played. A perfect example is going to be the illustration we give tonight with Al Sharpton. We told the Till family representatives not to do that, not to get Al Sharpton involved. We told them this. But because they don't have that type of experience in dealing with these charlatans and these pimps and these poverty hustlers, they just thought, oh, this is a civil rights man, and he's been around for a while, and he does help people. He spoke out for Trayvon Martin, and he spoke out for the genocide. So they, you know, just believed him. But we told them that, this man ain't going to represent you, believe it. But anyway, they met with the people at PepsiCo, Mountain Dew, and at that time the discussion took place. They came out all agreeing that certain things would happen for the youth community in Chicago, in particular, where Emmett Till lived, where his mother fought so diligently after her son was murdered, to do ongoing work with youth. And so the company agreed that they would not only pull out with the Lil Wayne thing, but they would, you know, kind of do something more in helping youth. Well, that never happened. They couldn't even get a return phone call from these people. Yet, yesterday we get the report that Al Sharpton is now going to be on the same label, and I'm going to read the article to you a little later on. So the bottom line is, we need to be very careful and very clear that when you got people talking about they're against certain things, the position, well, I'm going to join in so that I can monitor and have a voice in there, don't believe that nonsense, not in this day and age. I'm not saying that it can't be true, but what I am saying, it more likely won't be. Now, with that said, we're going to go to our live line, and we're going to talk again, as I indicated, Brother Bomani X, who has been here, activist in Philly. Of course, I think he left Philly for a while, but he's now back in Philly and doing some work. And so what we're going to do is talk with this brother, because here in Philly, Jay-Z is coming, and we're going to get ready to really bring some real truth to power and talk about what many of you have heard about, the Illuminati. Well, I mean, that ain't nothing new. Maybe some of you just hearing about it, but we've been hearing about it for quite a while, and if you're in certain other circles, you know about another name. But the bullshit is still the same. I'm sorry, did I just say that slipped? Anyway, the bottom line, I'm sorry, I might apologize. Y'all know I don't usually do that. I let other folks do that, and they certainly can as far as I'm concerned. But this thing has just gotten so outrageous, you know, and we will no longer allow it. We got to shut these people down. No more just talk about it. We got to let it be known. We're going to hit them in their pockets. Anyway, let's go to our line. We're going to talk with Brother Bomani, Bomani X, representing the Committee Against Gangster Rap. They have a protest rally coming up very soon when JC comes to town. He's going to be here twice. Now, for those of you who do a little research, you all know that a lot of times what these people are doing is very calculated. The cities that they go to, the timing that they do certain things in. Philly, as we've often said, is a very key city. The state is a very key state. That's why its symbol and what is known as the Keystone State. So for those of you who deal with masonry and other kinds of sciences, then you know what I'm talking about. Meaning, Philadelphia is a very, shall we say, I won't say high energy, but the energy here is one where they disseminate and connect certain kinds of things with. And so rather than me elaborate, I'm going to let Brother Bomani, because I think he's done enough research to be able to give you some insight into what we're talking about and why it's so important that we specifically focus on some of these key perpetrators. Brother Bomani, do we have you on our line?
Yes, you do, Sister Emperor. Thank you for inviting me on your show. I've been listening to your show for quite a while now. Yes, my name is Bomani X, and I'm the spokesperson for Anti-Gangster Rap Committee. I am also the author of the book called Education Will Stop Black-on-Black Crime. And the book is a proactive book. And one of the chapters that we have in my book is Gangster Rap is Controlled by Satan. And so from that is a proactive book. And so we know that Jay-Z was in town last year, and we were caught off guard. And so, actually, Jay-Z going to be in town three times this year in August, so Labor Day weekend, the 31st and September the 1st. But we're going to be protesting him for 2 days. The Committee Against Anti-Gangster Rap, we developed that committee because we love our people. We love our sisters. We love our brothers. We love our people. In order for you to actually really say you love your people, then you have to stand up for your people, stand up for their dignity and pride and integrity. So when some people, gangster rap or whoever, Illuminati, try to take discriminate or defame our people, we have to stand up and we have to approach them. And when they be calling our sisters out their names, calling them dogs, it's up to us and let them know that we're not standing for that. So, like, on August the 13th, 2013, we will have a mass demonstration at Citizen Ballpark. That's going to be at Broad and Patterson. The hour's going to be for 4 hours, 5 p.m. to 9 a.m. And then we ask the drummers to come. You know, the drummers come, so that's our first music. Our first music was the drum, the talking drum. And we talk to
that's
each
right.
other for freedom. You know, we talk each other, you know, to stay alive. Now this music is talking to destroy our own race. I mean, our ancestors is not proud of these gangster rappers. We're not talking about rap. We talking about gangster rap. Because we did have some good rap. What happened, rap got hijacked. The old rap got hijacked. So look, we was cool with Salt and Pepper. We was cool with Tony Love, Kevin D, the Fat Boy, Ron Dillon C, Rest of the Development, Queen Latifah, Chucky D, and Public Enemy, Grandmaster mm-hmm. Flash Fury 5, Kid and mm-hmm. Play, The Hammer, Will Smith, Curtis Blow, Sugar Hill Gang. And we were cool with those rappers. I mean, these rappers didn't degrade themselves, degrade our people. They didn't even kill each other. And now today, these rappers, they're out of control. And then we're going to have another rally, August the 31st. That's Labor Day week. It's going to be on a Saturday at Ben Franklin Parkway. We're going to be like three blocks south of 18th and Market Street. That's going to start in the morning from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then later on, I'll give you the listener the website where they can go to the website, and then they could just look at it to remind themselves of the day. So, we like I said, we want the drummer to come. So like we're gonna have a party. We're gonna show the people how you party. We're gonna have African dances. We're gonna be having fun. We're gonna respect our stuff. We're going back to our roots. And our roots is always we have to respect ourselves. But one of the reasons why we boycotting Jay-Z and Gangsta Rap is because the Gangsta Rap, they do not have the right to disrespect our sisters. They are very explicit to our people, misogynist to African woman. Now, one of the sisters mentioned about C.G. Laura Tucker. C.G. Laura Tucker, she also had demonstrated against gangster rapper, Tupac. And one of the things C.G. Laura said, to fill off the inquiry, she said she'd rather go to jail, rather to die, whatever is necessary to stop this pornography filth that these rappers doing. And then at the time, she was dealing with Tupac. And then mm-hmm. a lot of people like Tupac, but if you really listen to Tupac lyrics, take the beat out. See, our brothers and sisters, you got to take the beat out, the music sound, and just listen to they feel the lyrics of what they saying. And so after C.G. Laura Tucker, and by the way, this is honor and memory of C.G. Laura Tucker. Her spirit still lives in us. And so we're going to honor C.G. Laura Tucker for what she had done, and we continue her struggle. And then Tupac had wrote a song because C.G. Laura Tucker, she was, she was for African women. She gave a scholarship fund. She loved African women. And so she tried to... She nurses African women, African sisters. She did a very good job. She was first black secretary of state. And then Tupac had wrote a song about her, Wonder Why They Call You B. I mean, this is outrageous. This is outrageous. And then, C.G. Laura Tucker at the time, she was 65 years old. My grandmother, your grandmother, not just mom, she's 65 years old when Tupac wrote that song about her. Very disrespectful. So how can you ever be a fan of Tupac when she called your mother all these bees? If you go look it up, so I wouldn't why you have your legs up. Oh, it was filth. It was filth. So, from that, I really couldn't get into Tupac then, but I tried to get into him. But, let's face it, he was a thug. 3 hours before he got killed, he was stuck with a brother. So how was he a revolutionary? But let's get back into what we're talking about.
Hold that point right there, because I think on that point, we're going to have to probably do a future segment so that we can really debate that issue, because there's a lot of things there that I think that needs to be kind of elaborated on. And as I said earlier, I was around when some of that happened, and I know some of the internal things that happened. And I cannot just sit back and just say, and this is in no defense of Tupac at all. This ain't got nothing to do with Tupac and what I'm getting ready to say now. I know some of the power tricks that went on at that time. And at another time, I'll elaborate further. But I'm not going to just sit back and act like I don't know that some other stuff wasn't going on that really was about, in other words, that whole thing about going up against Tupac or going up against the record industry at that time, it wasn't just about that, brother. Let me just say that for the record. It was not just about that. Believe me when I tell you. okay? Because as I said, when people make maneuvers to get on boards of corporations, historically politicians in our community will use issues that we think that they think we're interested in, or that they think they can get us galvanized over. And so I'm just going to leave it at that for now, and I'll elaborate further at another time. But let's go more to, I think it's important that people understand why you, your group, and others are particularly focusing on Jay-Z.
Right. And plus, he's an Illuminati. Illuminati is someone that worships the devil. In order for you to be Illuminati, you got to love, worship the devil. You got to devour God. You can't believe in God. You don't believe in going to church. Think that this world that you live in is the only world, and there's no other world. And so in their rap music, that's what Jay-Z and the gangster rap talk about. They follow a guy named Alex Crossley. He is known as the wickedest man in the world. And Jay-Z followed him. And sometimes Jay-Z denied that he followed Alex Crossley, who is an Illuminati as well. But Jay-Z been caught with his shirt saying, "Do what thou wilt." That's a saying that Alex Crossley had. Alex Crossley had a book, The Book of the Law. Crowley state in his book that he will give you their flesh to eat. So he's a visceral. You know, they use children. The flesh of the blood children is preferable. And so the ritual they do is actually they had to kill children, you know, to do ritual. And that's in his book. That's what he want. He want blood of a child. And so Jay-Z, he followed him because he got his symbol on his shirt, and so that's somebody that you don't want to follow. So why would and why should our brothers and sisters listen to a devil worshiper? And so one of the things that we approve that Jay-Z is a devil worshiper, the sound that he'd be saying. Now in Jay-Z's song Monster, Jay-Z say, "Murder, murder, murder in a black convertible. I kill the block. I murder the avenue. Rape and destroy your village, women and children." Jay-Z actually said he wanted to rape and women and children. And he's a big-time rapper worldwide, and people are following him. And then in his song, Enemy Minds, he say, "Hail Mary in the city, you a virgin, and Jesus can save you. Light start when church ends." So that's what he said in his song, Empire of the Mind. And he also said in the same song, he said, "Welcome to the Melting Pot, corner where we sell rock." A melting pot is when they cook crack, and they sell rock is crack. So, you know, 80% of our people in jail is drug-related. It's drug-related. Mm-hmm. And then we know that from the new federal standing law, you get more time than child molestation, raping somebody, or robbing a bank. You get more time if you get caught, you know, selling crack. So the thing is, you know, Jay-Z and the gangster rapper, they support, they highlight, and they glorify, and they convert our young people in maturity to sell these drugs, and what they do, they sell it, they get caught, and they go to jail. So actually, you know, it's the rappers that glorifying, highlighting, brutalifying that it's cool, it's wonderful, it's great to sell drugs, and then they go to jail and get a record. They become a criminal, become a felon. And so, like, so why they young? And so that's a hard way to start off why you young. And then they really got that from, like I said, they got it for a rapper. So that's a good reason why you shouldn't follow or listen to gangster rap Illuminati, because their words are evil. And so that's why we don't. Besides Jay-Z, I was saying that he got a 99 problem and a dog ain't one. You know, who are you talking to? He, you know, he don't have the right to call our sister a dog or anything disrespectful.
And let's clarify that he doesn't say a dog. He say
the
right. bee. Okay,
right. that's
people
what
may
means.
Not have heard that, so we want to make it clear that we're saying the female dogs, but he specifically says calls them the bees. You know.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Hold that point.
Yeah,
hold that
say,
point right
yeah,
there. Right. Right.
Yeah.
I know, but it's okay to say the B word. You can really say the other word if you like, because we're very upfront here on this program.
Yeah.
But I thank you for the respect. But I did want to just clarify that he's not calling them dog. Just that he's literally calling them the B. As they say, the B word. Okay, brother, stay right there. We're going to bring in two folk. I think we have Dr. Randy Short is going to join us, and we're going to really talk more about this Al Sharpton piece. And Brother Bomani, I want to also get ready to connect Kanye West and Beyonce with Jay-Z, in addition to, again, why do they keep coming to Philly? There's a connection here. And for those of you who don't understand some of the science and the history of Philly, Philly's a very demonic city. This is where it all got started for them, officially. This is where the Declaration of Independence was signed. This is where the first White House was. This is where the first president had his slaves. All of that, Philadelphia. Philadelphia. This is where a bomb was dropped, all of that. So there's a connection here. But before we go further into connecting those dots, we're going to go to caller. You have a comment or question. You're at 9072. We're going to bring you in, and then we're going to bring in Dr. Randy Short. Caller at 9072. Let's hear from you. 9072.
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay.
How y'all doing tonight? I was just calling in. I wanted to check in with Brother Bomani X. I'm actually going to be performing there, which is Emperor from Queens. And I met you out in Delaware. So I just wanted to just, you know, see you all over the place. I caught this, wind of this from 360 Wise Guy on Facebook.
All right.
I'm amazed at how small the circle is, how tight the circle is. I said, I want to shout you out. Salute the good work you're doing, brother.
Thank you, my brother. Peace.
All
yeah,
right, good thing. Go ahead,
definitely, I hear what y'all are saying, and you know, I'm in agreement with a lot of what you're saying and stuff like that. And I just think that it needs to be a little bit of some cohesiveness between the youth, the middle age, and the elders, as far as
mm-hmm.
you know, a platform that we could all stand on, you know, and just be in agreement. Of course, we're not gonna agree with everything, but we can sit down
right.
behind closed doors. And discuss that, and so that, because like the sister was saying, a lot of things, like when you was mentioning Tupac, and not just Tupac, but a lot of things at different times was set up, because I remember reading that before that, when, you know, brothers, you know, like Malik Shabazz, Peace and Blessings Be Upon Him, and Martin Luther King, and even before them, you know, Dick Gregory, they would have,
mm-hmm.
it seemed like they was going at each other in the paper. It seemed like that, you know, they was heckling each other, but in reality, they could have sat down and spoke like gentlemen, and they could have had a civilized disagreement. But when it was blown up in the
mm-hmm.
paper, then W.E.B. Du Bois is going at Marcus Garvey, and they going at each other in the paper. So I understand what the sister's saying too. Everything is not how it looks, you know, from in the outside,
right.
you know. But not to defend nothing, you know, about any woman or anything that anybody said.
Right.
I just think that we definitely could get together and speak about those issues so that when we present them, you know, we don't turn some people away just by accident, so to speak. But
right,
that's all
right.
I want to say on that point.
Good, brother.
Right.
Thank you. What is your name, brother?
My name is Ms. Emperor Abdul Malik. I'm a performing artist and a master marketer.
Okay, very good, brother. I look forward to connecting with you further. And let me just comment briefly on what you're saying. That's going to happen, but also keep in mind that this is all real. And what that means is in interacting with our people, there's going to be different things that occur. There's no stopping that, because we are a diverse people. We are a people that come from many nations. And so, unfortunately, until we have our own nation, so we have our own representation in such a way that it can bring cohesiveness. See, right now, if you go into the UN, who represents Africans in North America in the UN?
Mm.
You see? So realistically speaking, these are things that we have to now make happen. You know, we talk about Pan-Africanism, and for those of you, you know, I was looking at a video with Dr. John Henry Clark, and what he pointed out, and I was so glad to hear him because now I can show people this being said from someone who really had the capabilities. But I've been saying all along that the word pan in other folks' languages means all. It means all. So this is what we're really talking about when we talk about our people. When you say Pan-Africanism or Pan-Africanism, we're talking about all, you know. But, again, these things now have to be broken down, and, brother, they will be. As a matter of fact, on October 25th and 26th, there's going to be some special sessions. There's going to be Pan-African student youth symposium. But along with that, we're looking at having a hip-hop kind of session with Chairman Fred. Chairman Fred is going to call Mos Def. We got some other people we're working on, Immortal Technique, so that we can really have this dialogue that you're suggesting and
right.
really begin to organize in a way that we can make a difference. See, right now, the music industry is controlled by some very specific people.
Yes.
So what we now have to do to bust through that is to go international.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to leave it at that for now. But what you're saying, brother, is on point. We appreciate what you're saying. And all I can say is all duly noted. And we look forward to having you at the table with us when we're ready to rock this out. And when I say rock it out, I'm talking about in terms of really bringing forward the diamonds in the rough.
Oh, I hear you, sister. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Good thing.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, yes, brother Romani. Salute.
Yeah. Thank salute, you, bro. Hey, Sister Emperor, let me throw something in regards to what brother Romani is speaking about. In the midst of your, and I commend you in regards to your display of disgrace on what's going on with the Jay-Z, the industry in itself. Particular artist. As a matter of fact, I believe that you were on one of my broadcasts on Black Talk Radio, Militant Mind Movement, and Change of Posture,
right.
Maybe like
I
last
know two
week.
Brothers in a row. All right. Okay. I just met
yeah.
y'all. Great.
Yeah. But you know, one thing that that I'm implementing and have been with strategic targets is just the fact that we are totally lacking leaders. It's 30, 40 years. It's time for some new leadership. And even in the midst of the new leadership, these artists that are getting away with the degrading our females, degrading themselves. I come from a school when I can understand if you're on that block and you're getting your grind on, and you're dealing with all types of racisms and your own racism because you're hurting your own people trying to get a dollar. I come from that. I haven't come from the part where you get a record deal, and what I'm not really interested in it right now. I have a label, but I'm more so targeting helping the youth understand this cycle. What happens after your first record, I would assume not to look down on any artist would be exactly what you came from. So I wouldn't expect an artist to come right out the back like he's backpacking. Neither would I expect an artist to come right off the back on his first album like he's a millionaire. But what I would expect is after that first record to see some progression, meaning your second album, we should start to see a change. Now, we're doing you're transcending from the block to a whole different place. You've gotten used to your tours. You've gotten used to the publicity. You've gotten used to programming, directing. And now you're on your second album. Your second album is really the true introduction to your third album, at which you should be propagating, bringing the people up out the rut, the same rut that you were in. Now, the real problem that I think we're really faced with is all of these artists have never been on that block, have never been through that real, real struggle. They just so happen to link in with key individuals the ones that are top charting right now, I shall say. I can't speak on all artists. They've bumped into key individuals because anybody can rap. It's not even about rap no more. Anybody can rap, put them on a beat, give them the spotlight, and he's a rapper. What are you talking about? Where's the content? There is no content. In regards to gangsterism, I don't, you know, I understand the terminology. I know when it came through. I know when it slid out. This is not even gangsterism right now. This is some other stuff right now that they're doing.
Right.
This ain't no gangster rap. They ain't no gangsters. They cold suckers, period. And,
right.
And I stand by my word 100%. Okay? 100%.
Right.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it. The propagation of the foul lyrics continually degrading the women and not giving the children something through those vibrations to get to another place so that they can succeed or have some type of realistic goal to get to another level is what we're totally lacking in the music industry. Not to mention that if we all niggas and bitches, well, then the real pimp is sitting in the background allowing us all to turn into real niggas and bitches, okay? So it's so twofold. We're dealing with individuals, and I will always stand to the point where I'm not scared of beef. I done, by the grace of God, I done faced 75 to life, and I'm out here talking right now with no snitching. So I got a purpose. I know that for a fact. Now, these cats, you made a statement. They do their records. They catch a charge. And Bama's never had a charge. They do their records and they catch a bag of weed at the airport. This is some flugazi stuff. This is just to keep the momentum in the paparazzi popping. All of it is just, but the masses, the youngins, don't realize it. But you know what? We are coming into a new state of mind when it, especially where I'm from, D.C. The so-called youngins and everybody, you got to keep in mind, if a child is 20, you know, from this lifestyle, that child is 30. If a child is 10, about right now, that child is 20. I mean, that's just a harsh reality. They're not really feeding into this fakery that's going on right now. The daughters and the sisters, the women, the little young ladies, man, Barbie, they got to research that Barbie from Germany. You know, we gotta do more research and more understanding or clarification to our young women, and it goes with the attack because I'm not so much to just talk to a woman by herself because I'm married, but when it comes to these children and any of these women, I gotta give it to you what you are. They assassinated Lauryn Hill. I haven't heard nothing right since then. Okay.
Well, you know, she's giving through time for so-called tax evasion. But hold that point, my brother. What we're going to do is get ready to bring Dr. Randy Short in because, as some of you know, there is a serious movement that's being developed to really focus on addressing this thing on an ongoing basis, bringing about not only clarity but some solutions. And we're going to talk about Al Sharpton, that's right. We don't have any problems with saying names, okay, and pointing out who is who and what is what. And in this particular case, it's so ironic because when I was talking to Brother Randy a few weeks back, I told him I was a little disturbed about the fact that the Till family had, you know, went into these negotiations without informing, you know, the community at large, but particularly those who had been working in our communities to help bring greater attention to this issue. We were not notified until, you know, this was happening that Al Sharpton had anything to do with anything. But then, you know, understanding the Emmett Till family's position and respecting that, I personally, you know, made it very clear that they need to be very careful. Well, yesterday I received a text from the representative from the Emmett Till family, Sister Erica. I asked her if she wanted to come on tonight, and she declined. She said she's just not ready to talk about it yet because the family is very hurt because they really did think that Al Sharpton was going to do right by them. you know, because they're not the type of activists that some of us are. They don't really know these people like that. They only know what they can kind of go by and hear. And they really believe that if they went into a meeting when Al Sharpton was facilitating, that he was going to do this and that, and, well, he did them all right. And so that's what we're going to talk about next. Brother Bomani, you stay right there. Brother Yasim, you stay right there. And we're going to bring in Dr. Randy Short, who, of course, is our brother and always very excellent at pointing out some very key things. And I'm certain that he's going to do that tonight as well. Because you know what we do here, family. We are live and in living color. We do not care about what anybody thinks beyond a certain point. We love our people, and if folk got a problem with that, that's just too damn bad. Dr. Randy Short, we got you.
Ashe.
Ashe.
Distinguished Ma'at and Hotep and peace and salam. This is a wonderful program. Sister Empress Jinusu Fille. I like saying all your names when I'm not rushing. Thank you for bringing the mot. Last week you were mostly dealing with these women's issues and some brothers felt left out, and the brother wasn't even trying to give you a chance. Now this show, all the men are talking. You know, we need to.
That's right.
Brothers, we need to just give her a hand clap because there's so many sisters out here who operate as if we're two different races and there's only one race. It's the African race, and there can be no African race without the African woman. And, of course, the African woman needs the African man. And that's the balance that this sister brings to everything that she does. And so I thank her.
That's
I want to simply throw three things on the table. Yasim is a beautiful human being. Bomani,
yes.
Your reputation precedes you. And all I can say is that this is a very strange but powerful moment, and I agree with Yasim in terms of new leadership. And Bomani, one of the things that I want to see happen is that we need to trade phone numbers, names, and emails, because when you were talking about Alistair Crowley, who, by the way, many people allege is George Bush's mother's father.
Right. That's right.
So you left that out. I know you know it.
Yes, ma'am.
I know you know it. And so we can, and the way that this, we're going to get to Al Sharpton, and we'll throw three things on the table. One, there's another person. Jay-Z is bad, and the other person is Kanye West. And that is, they are both doing the same Alistair stuff. And what breaks my heart is about 10 years ago, Kanye's father did not want Kanye. In fact, it's more than 10 years ago. About 15 years ago, Kanye's father did not want Kanye in the business because he was afraid for the boy's soul. So I knew Kanye as a teenager. I know Kanye's dad. I worked for Loris Tucker at the height of the conflict with Tupac. Tupac's uncle, my father's workmate, and I met Tupac as a kid. And it, not that this makes me anything, it's just interesting to watch how things have gone downhill, but we're going to arrest them. The first thing I'm going to say, and then I'm going to get into Sharpton, and I said this to Yasim, Bomani, and all the performing folks, one of the things that needs to happen to save the arts is that the whole universe comes from a sound, whether it's a big boom or let there be light, that's in all the traditions, that sound is integral. Muse means spirit. Part of the disconnect is that our younger people are not connected to our dying musicians. We have gifted musicians who made the music that sustained life for our people, and through the high tech and the greed and the other things, these folks have been shunted aside. Part of this new leadership will be getting these people like Eddie Willis, who's in Mississippi, who's played on more hit records than any living person, and this guy's sitting at home. And there are hundreds of these people while they're alive. Y'all need to grab onto them and make a new music for a new movement. Having said that, y'all can, we can talk about how on another conversation. Sister Empress Fille, share with me this thing on Emmett Till, because I don't like Lil Wayne. He looks like that little Dermatophyte commercial for Lamisil, the thing that's under your toenail that makes it turn black. He looks like Lil Thing. It's like, he does. That Lil Wayne and these people, when I would talk to C. Dolores Tucker, and let's be real, with Mrs. Tucker and Mr. T., they were into helping the community, but they were also hardcore money-making folks, too.
That's
we can't deny that.
That's
and
right.
The reason I know is when I was with Mrs. Tucker, they weren't in the hood with their office. They were at the Watergate with the white people.
That's right. That's right.
All right. I'm not lying. I'm telling you like it is.
That's right.
And I love Mrs. Tucker, and Mrs. Tucker's a distant relative of mine. This is crazy how connected we are to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm going to say to you is there was a money issue, and at the same time they were running with the Republicans, and the same Ms. Tucker that could work with Tipper Gore, whose husband's Al Gore, who's a notorious bigot, and other racists, but couldn't support the sister who has us on her show right now to have a march to bring our sisters together until late in the game. We got to be honest about that. Now let's get to Al Sharpton. I don't know as much about Al Sharpton, but all I have to do is say, talk to Altimatics, talk to the people in New York.
That's right.
I'm not going to get into that because I'm sort of in a screwed up situation, and the coalition I have, my partner has me working with Nan. You see how this is part of the reason why we need new leadership, Jacine, because nowadays if you try to do anything, you're forced to go to the same sources of the leadership crisis to get something moving because there's nothing else happening.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean I'm not going to talk about that dude. And I've said before that we should have had a problem just visibly, talking about being African and proud, black and proud. And you've got some Dinah Ross in Supreme wig. I've seen weaves that look better than what their brother has. When you look like Aretha Franklin with the gastro bypass, and you want to be taken seriously as a leader of a people who need to feel proud about how they look and who they are, you insult us all. And James Brown, a Republican, a drug user, a notorious abuser of women, a notorious who used to beat Tammy Terrell in her head with a hammer. It wasn't David Ruffin. And I was sharing with the Empress that when I checked James Brown into the J.W. Marriott Hotel in early 1992, within 40 minutes, he was beating the woman's behind. I had to deal with the noise complaint. And if we look at Mr. Sharpton, there is a divorce, and there are allegations of all sorts of... So here's a brother who wants to be a leader who can't even be decent with this woman. At least Malcolm, at least Medgar, at least King, they had shaking under the sheets that we didn't know about. We didn't have to see it in the public square. We'll put that out there. Now let's talk about my sister, Assata Shakur. I got a chance to meet Assata Shakur in Cuba back in April of 2001. And they were talking about him down there in Cuba. When people asked how she got caught, she said, Al Sharpton. I don't know the veracity, but that's what they said. I don't know. So nobody can come and say I badmouthed him. If you talk to other people in the movement, they say that the number one political victim on the face of this earth, a black grandmother named Assata Shakur, her life was almost taken on the night when she was shot on the New Jersey Turnpike 2 times with her hand in the air and kangaroo court frame, that the person that let them know that they were in the car was Reverend Al. So Reverend Al, who has millions of dollars, as does Reverend Jackson, who's back in the street now, he needs something with his son on his way to jail. It's amazing. These folks are talking about race. The minute their families or friends catch hell, they start talking like a Negro in homeless shelter that needs a few dollars to get a bed. All of a sudden, they discover, wow, racism and social injustice and our lack of self-determination and our need for reparations is real the minute they hurt. So Sharpton is a businessman. A businessman, can't be a prophet. So, you know, and I'm shut up. That's my first salvo. Come on.
I know that's right, Randy. You know.
All right. Wow.
That's a beautiful.
As indicated, our brother Dr. Randy Short always brings it on, you know, real and raw, and we certainly appreciate that. Now, let me just say one thing, and you brothers, I appreciate all that you're saying, and Brother Randy, thank you again for your comments. I certainly appreciate that. But I'm going to also add a little spin to something, and it's this. You all are on point in terms of leadership, but I want to take it maybe a step further for you in this regard. In now having this role to bring our sisters forward, and again, for those of you who may be your first time tuning in, whenever you hear me reference the fact that I'm bringing forward and raising up our women and our girls, that has nothing to do with feminism. That's not where I'm coming from, okay? So just for those who might not know that, let me just make sure you do. Everything that we do is African-centered and African family-oriented, meaning we do not separate ourselves from our brothers, our family, our children, none of that. But within the family structure, there are specific needs that each segment of our family needs. If we're talking about doing something with elders, well, we're not talking about at the same time necessarily focusing on the children. If we say we need to do something with the elders, you get this? So now, with that said, as we talk about bringing forward leadership, what right. we have done in terms of the Million Women Movement, and that's connected to several other components, we now are even beginning to change that language. Because we see that what we have had in the past, especially in the recent past, with leadership is BS-ship, meaning it's something that has left a lot to be desired. So in my training with now our women and our girls, I help them to be what I call conductors, you see. Rather than the cliche or the, you know, or the concept, just like when we talk about, well, we're going to be a mentor. Well, I don't train our sisters to be mentors. I train them to be sisters, you see. So I'm saying that to say we have to shift and break this whole paradigm because it obviously has been a disservice to us, especially in recent years. Now, some years ago, we could say leadership because we did have a Brother Malcolm, Al-Hajj Miguel Shabazz, or Kwame Ture, or you know, we had leaders, and it meant just that, but it doesn't mean that today. We're dealing with a lot of dual definitions today. So to break through that, we have to sometimes create our own language, our own definition. This is self-determination. So with that said, we created conductors. Why? What is a conductor? I either put it in music, I either put it in science, or put it in the movement. Either way you go with it, it pretty much represents some very similar kinds of interactions. So I just want to put that out there to you, just so you can get an inkling as to not only do we hear you, but we've also designed and formulated some things to begin to literally put these things in motion. So for those sisters who are listening, I'm speaking to you also, that as the brothers are bringing this incredible information and dialogue about sisters, you all need to get ready because we are coming forward to bring that energy, that synergy of real womanhood, of African womanhood, and then connect that with our brothers. And, of course, we all know what that's going to do. So I just wanted to put that out there to all of you. And with that said, we have to hold these people now accountable, be it a Sharpton, yep. be it whomever. If they're selling us out, we need to put them out.
Right.
Simple.
Right.
Clear and
that's
simple.
Right. Period, and no backing out of it. Again, one of my pet peeves, I can't, when someone's, you know how they turn on the television and they get so upset, so emotional on what they saw, or like look at the Trayvon Martin situation. It's is so many different racial angles are going on right now with the cross examinations. It's enough to make an individual furious, but then they go to sleep and wake up in the morning and forget about it. There can't be no more forgetting about it. I mean, when it comes to being a conductor, I understand the terminology of conductor versus leadership. And let me be a conductor and a voice for the people on the streets, because none of these so-called leaders are even voicing or talking or can't even communicate to the people on the streets.
And Brother Bramani, let me just add, just to give further clarity, and again, we're going to hold sessions on some of the things that we're talking about tonight. This is not just a one-day event. Like the Million Woman March, for those who might not know, it was never intended to be a one-day event. And I'm going to show you a clear connection to something in a future program, because the president of NAM here in Philadelphia was one of the people who attempted to betray me during the Million Woman March, and she has blonde hair. I'm going to leave that alone for now. The bottom line is there's some clear things that you can see in our communities, okay? And you will see it happen over and over until we really deal with it and address it. But the point I want to make before we continue on, and we will be going on to 12:30 tonight, family, so hang in there with us, is this. Now, remember, when I said conductor, what was Harriet Tubman, Mother Harriet Tubman? What was she called?
Mm-hmm. Conductor.
A conductor. Not a leader.
Conductor.
Not time.
Right,
she was called a conductor, family. Okay?
Yeah,
see, we know what we're talking about and what we're doing and why we're doing it in that manner.
Mm-hmm.
If you understand the field of physics or science, what is a conductor?
When it navigates, controls,
all right.
Guides.
All right. Okay? You understand? And overstand.
Yeah.
And lastly, in the field of music, what does the conductor do?
Guide, orchestrate.
And brings it all together, helps to direct.
There it is.
Et cetera. Makes the sympathy, creates the move, helps to bring the movement. In music, there are movements. You do know this, right?
Vibration.
Absolutely.
Sister, I realize. About when you say about Al Sharpton, he did change. I used March with him, and I had called his radio station about 3 weeks ago and talk about the demonstration we have in Philly and about Jay-Z. And he said, why are you demonstrating against Jay-Z? I mean, his whole demeanor changed, because prior to that week, they was talking about Lil Wayne, protesting Lil Wayne, or demonstrating Lil Wayne.
Right.
So I was telling about Jay-Z, the rally. So we got two dates. I was only able to get one day out. And he said, well, thank you for your call.
Sure.
He hung up on me. I mean, you know, that's because Jay-Z, Obama, you know, they all in together. They doing that voting registration, since Jay-Z won, had a registration voting. He believed in gay rights. Al Sharpton believed in gay rights. Obama believed in gay rights. So that connection is. So if you talk about any of those people, they not going to really support you. You had to
my brother.
Yes.
My brother. So, all that you're saying, just overstand. The terminology is straight. Go hard, because they ain't got no power, period.
Right.
Once an individual start thinking that they got power, then you're lost. They ain't got no power. It's just go hard, straight conductor city. Just navigate, bob and weave, and that's what the name of this game is, period. They put their legs, they put their pants on the same way. I ain't hearing it. So
pants on the same way. Maybe that's why they're supporting this crazy agenda. So we need to be very honest that this Illuminati system that we got away from always thrives on sexual perversion. Okay, things like the Franklin scandal. Okay, so there's this big talk. You talk to folks in Chicago about the choir director at Trinity, United Church of Christ, Donald Young, whose mother says she feels the president has something to do with her son getting killed. And the white boy down in Florida. who claims that he went with Obama and he won in court here in D.C. and nobody talked about it. Within weeks, Obama was endorsing same-sex marriage. And there are folks who have talk about other people. I'm not trying to make anybody anything they want to be. I don't hate people based on people's personal choices, but I resent when white male power and Zionist male power, can use sexuality as a means to put themselves yet again as the number one victims do for redress. And as long as someone's bowing down and giving head to the other people's agenda, you're a punk, a political punk. And for all I know, if you cut a deal with him, you're probably a sexual one. Just go to a white school and watch the black folks join. Black men join the fraternity, and the white boys, the pencil, and touch them on the behind and all that kind of stuff. Now, you mean to tell me that someone like the president went through all these exclusively white male circles as a black man able to stand up and stand his own ground? Come on, y'all all on crack if you think that's true. If he wasn't taken one way, he was taken another. If Sharpton isn't taken one way, he's taken another. And many of them are taken both ways. That's why the biggest hero that they're pushing for us now is Bayard Rustin, a man busting the car for having sex with three white dudes at a time in Pasadena, California in the early 50s. We shall overcome, and he's a total integrationist. And that's what they're planning to do in August, is to celebrate this guy who couldn't get enough white men as the quintessential unsung hero of black freedom, is a black man who liked taking in the behind from white boys. And that's freedom.
But you had a picture of Obama doing the Illuminati sign. And like for doing the Illuminati sign with the horns, he did it with both hands. And that's no accident. So it's an Illuminati group, and in order for you to be Illuminati, you have to accept being homosexual yourself.
They won't let you in. You've got to have. That's what they're doing at Bohemian Grove and Plato Retreat. They won't let you move unless they've got something on you. You can't get in their game, and we shouldn't want, which gets to this international thing you're talking about, Sister Philae. That where we need to be is standing as our own people. We don't want to play their game with enemy rules where the goalpost changes every time it looks like we might even score. And so that's how you get a black man, and I have seen this time and time again. The black folks who I see with jobs all over this country are gay, lesbian, or bisexual. They will not even let you, even if you're able to deal with them, they can't trust you if you don't swallow. Hook, line, and sinker, and tell them it's like sweet ice tea. That's quickly they'll tolerate you. And this, you see that guy, Boy Jealous, head of the NAACP, he boasts about his brother being gay. And the power behind the throne of the NAACP is Rabbi Saperstein, the guy who did the first homosexual marriage in New York. He's the one forcing the Boy Scouts to let child molesters be in the thing. They don't care if families don't want it. And these are the people, the Urban League, all of them have lined up and said, screw our kiddies, because it's the new movement. Gay is the new black. In other words, you think about the day that they had Malcolm X's son murdered. It was a year to the day that Obama said that being gay was cool. That boy was a huge sacrifice to this BS. Believe that.
Now, with that said, let's also connect some further dots as we talk about what they call Illuminati. And we also know that deaths, murders, killings are also connected with that. When you talk about J.C., you remember that he was a partner to Damon Dash. Damon Dash was, of course, a fiancé to Aaliyah, who ended up dead. We also know that Kanye West's mother ended up dead as a result of the surgery, and he then soon thereafter became bigger and began to move in a different direction, and now he's with Kardashians, et cetera, et cetera. Now, with that said, are any of you familiar with somebody here in Philadelphia called Meek Mill?
Yeah, Meek Mill got signed with
Okay. And Rick I mean, Ross. His lyrics are atrocious.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh,
also
I'm sorry.
Very
I was daydreaming. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
His stuff is atrocious. But also last week, his protege, 18 years old, Little Snoop, was killed. So
well, he's
we will
Little
expect
now.
Louisiana.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
But we expect that Meek Mill will be rising up very soon.
That's right.
Now,
you're
with that said,
that's
right. Let's move. I just want to give our family a brief insight into, further insight into the Reverend Al Sharpton fiasco. This article says, the Reverend Al Sharpton is working on a new book called The Rejection One to be co-released this fall under the publishing imprint of Lil Wayne's label, Cash Money Records. Such news is surprising considering the thief history. On his album, The Carter Three, Wayne blasted Sharpton's civil rights work, categorizing it as fraudulent, among other things. You're just another Don King with a perm, quote. And when the rapper came under fire for his polarizing lyrics about Emmett Till, Sharpton was quick to defend the dropping of Wayne's Mountain Dew endorsement. To say the least, Sharpton doesn't have the greatest track record with hip-hop, which makes his partnership with Cash Money that much more shocking. Sharpton's book is said to document his personal evolution throughout the civil rights and political career. The revered also will be sharing his thoughts on Lil Wayne and other rappers he desired to have positive dialogue with. That's all I'm going to read.
Yeah.
This is an actual article. Now do you think...
Article.
No, wait. Before you all go, do you all think that he just wrote this book last week or 2 weeks ago or whatever?
No.
you get the gist of what I'm saying here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was
go ahead,
more
brother.
To that.
Jump in. Absolutely.
Straight off the table, on top of the table. Everything was just, it was pre-planned. But again, he needs to roll out. I mean, that's his last, and let that be his outro. Because, again, he's not catering. Nobody's hearing the voice of Al Sharpton. I mean, unless it's a high-profile case, he'll drop one case to get to the next case, but it all deals
mm-hmm.
with money. I mean, it just all deals with money. Now, that's like you dropping one milk, you know, how we used to have our missing children on the milk cart. You drop one milk cart for the gallon. I mean, it's a shame the way it is, but again, all cards are being thrown in front of us on what the true agenda is for all of these individuals. You got Lil Wayne, Lil Wayne, and PepsiCo, and I mean, listen, I'm pissed because it's not about no money with me. I campaign off the strength of him being so vulgar and implementing Emmett Till's name in his lyrics. So I came campaign all the way to the hilt on him and Rick Ross in regards to the women. They makes no difference to me. Reverend Al Sharpton, Sister Erica deals with that stuff. I got nothing to do with that stuff, but one thing I do know for a fact is that the issue has not been resolved. And then to see him campaigning, but to see him so-called halfway campaigning and then all of a sudden go and sign a book over this. There's so many different publishing companies out here. It's ridiculous.
Absolutely. And with someone he could have easily gotten a book publisher.
But no, sis, you said earlier that, you know, a lot of, here we go again, the politicians, they actually bridge themselves and do certain things to push themselves in different positions.
And this is like really no different, because it's clear cut evident if he had something to do with calling someone to the table with Pepsi, and then you know, not too long ago had a little disagreement with the rapper Lil Wayne on. You know, he got it permed out, Don King, whatever that situation is. Then he jumps on to the Emmett Till situation. He just jumps. He's like a little flea. He jumps. But the street's not hearing him. And he's up there on CNN, and it has his own little show up there as well. So he's catering and playing. He's playing a good puppet. And when it comes to getting that money, just go ahead and say I'm about that money. Don't say I'm about the people, and that's my problem. So he ain't about the people. He's about that money.
Do you know he reminds me of that cartoon Ratatouille? But we don't have to get into that. I'm simply going to say this about Lil Wayne and Sharpton. There's a sister in New York. I've been mentioning her to you, Sister Philae. And she was just sharing with me that Reverend Al has always, even from James Brown to now, been very close to people in the music business, all sorts of people in the show, okay? Now, we all know music people, they're talented, and I'm glad you guys are more ethical, but a lot of people in music are freaks. Lil Wayne looks like something that you pick up in a bus station restroom. You know, he needs to be tested every day. Every time I think about him, I want to get tested. I mean, when you look at these people that are put out here with all these diseases and things ravaging our young people, okay, and the folks that run and celebrate that life where, you know, everybody's hip-hopping and girls in tiny bikinis with big behinds and breasts almost falling out,
oh,
and you're like,
cheers.
People, the artists that live for that, it's a debauched life. You have to ask yourself why a so-called reverend is so attracted to that. Okay, not that we say the reverend is for real. We know the reverend is basically another income stream, right? So you can go, you know, it's another, you know, the sisters are the ones that are kind of chunky that didn't get a man that are sort of, you know, having a hard time in the street. They can come to church, and there's a little dude called Jesus they're sort of into, and the black guy sort of is like his ventriloquist, and he gets paid. And that hustle is as old as slavery. We should be tired of it. But if he runs in that world, and there are a whole bunch of these preachers up in New York that he's the bag man for the Democratic Party, and there's all sorts of rumors about these preachers, like the Eddie Long preachers, oh, yes, they got it up north, too. The Dirty South don't got nothing on being DL or whatever people are, or out of touch with right. So I'm very curious. With you, when you look at things like the Gosnell case in Philly, when you look at what I'm talking about, Depo Provera and AIDS and the abuse, how come there's virtual silence about all the moral atrocities and particular, impacting our young girls, our ladies, and our boys? Why ministers, so-called ministers of the gospel, don't have one goddamn thing to say about it, but yet you can run with a hip-hop artist who talks about having sex. If you've watched what Weezy said, Weezy talk about being bi, and he claims to be saved, Christian too. You hear him talk about all the sex and stuff, and that, that's strange. There's all this. Have you seen the film Hip Hop Beyond Beats and Rhymes? There's a whole homoerotic thing bombarding our young brothers, like this silly dude in Chicago, and all the guys are like half naked, just with each other. No girls in the room. And I said to someone, isn't that kind of strange that, like, no girls, not even the big behind hanging out the pants or anything? It's all dudes with their shirts off? I mean, so these
Chief,
people
Chief.
Are pretty, Yeah, Chief.
Chief.
I wonder what he thinks he has the key to. I'm not going to find out. My point is, if he's joined a music form and he's not coming in with something good, which he's not, and if he's silent on all these moral ethical things, which he is, and when you look at Lauryn Hill, who's on her way to jail, And Al Sharpton a few years ago was alleged to have owed $5 million to the IRS. Why does Wesley Snipes go to jail having paid every penny he owed? And Sharpton's free owing $5 million? He owes them $5 million at one. Maybe he's paid them, and maybe he made a deal to get the IRS to go away. But I simply want to say this to you. If you owe the IRS $1,000, they'll come after you. I know what it's like because I've owed them. When this guy can owe them millions, if he owed them five and assume he's at a 30% tax bracket, it means he had to have had something like 15 or 16 or 20 to owe five. So, I mean, we always think of these guys as broke. These guys are super rich, pimping the struggle. Last but not least, I want to point everybody to the Senator Frank Church hearing of the 70s, about 70, 74, 75, where they had the special services something. It's called the SSS. It was part of COINTELPRO. The IRS targeted all the positive black sports, civil rights, and music people. Isn't it interesting how certain folks never have any problems? How in the world is Jay-Z and Beyonce not having money problems? They're making hundreds of millions. If they've got the same Jews everybody else does, someone's stealing something Ponzi scheme. They're going to end up broke 10, 20 years. But check how much money they got now. They say Lil Wayne has 110, and yet he hasn't seen an orthodontist, or either orthodontist taking his money and making him look like Lil Dracula with AIDS. Whatever it is, I'm just being honest, y'all. Whatever it is, this structure is about allowing some people to make money, provided they do in the rest of us. And Sharpton has had to have a deal to owe millions and millions of dollars and not get into any trouble. And other people owe thousands, and they're after you. Who are you working for that you can owe $5 million and they didn't get you? And if you look at the Senator Frank Church's commission, you can find online, they were after Coretta Scott King, Hank Aaron. They were after almost everybody. Why did they go after the people that mattered? Well, we know why, because they were doing something right. And when they don't go after you, you're doing something wrong for them. Okay? Because, you know, you think about some folks who never, ever get into trouble. They never get into trouble, and they always have the same management, and they always have something stolen from them. Whitney Houston may have had some money left, but they made way more money off Whitney than she made off them. And, in fact, all of these people get used, and they know it, but it represents a false image to our other people. I'm going to point you to one film. It's called Broke, and it shows how these same things happen to all these black athletes go into pro sports, and all their money gets taken away. They get ripped off by the same folks. It happened to Wesley Snipes, the Ponzi schemes. All these other folks are getting robbed and ripped off by the same people, and they end up, the black folks who get robbed, end up going to jail. And they never prosecute or bust the people that rob them, who tend to be in the same ethnic group. You know, the ones that wear the little bean pie type hat on the back of the head. Yes, I said it. And this is another dimension. In fact, if we talk about the Illuminati, I always say to folks, take a little bit of time to look at the Talmud. Just go and Google, do some basic searches. I hope Yassine did it.
Yes,
and
I did.
And look at the protocols of the Elders of Zion. Yes, it's a forgery.
Yep.
No, I'm not saying it's real. Look at what the protocols of the Elders of Zion say about culture and perverting the young people.
That's right.
It'll blow your mind. It'll blow your mind. You get in trouble, and I'm not saying anybody did it, and I said it's a forgery, right? So when they come for me, y'all will say, he said it was a forgery. But whoever put that book together understood somebody has a system to bring us down.
That's right. And that book has been out for many years, so it's interesting that we're seeing the manifestations of it now. Family, we only have a few minutes left, but what we want to do is take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to hear a comment or a question from Brother Andrew, and then we're going to close out for tonight. But we want to kind of pay our tribute. We talk about artistry, black music. We're going to take a quick break, and with that, hear from none other than the Empress Nina Simone. Again, one of my favorites. And we're back.
Okay.
For those of you who didn't understand that, there's a method in the music. None other than Nina Simone, Power Jenny. And, of course, Power Jenny was she. And, again, if you didn't understand the message in that music, you can send us an email at nationalmwm@aol.com, and we'll break it down for you and let you know what was being said in there. All right, my brothers, we are back. I want to thank all of you for tuning in to this segment of New Day Resurrection Liberation. We're going to bring on Brother Andrew. I think he had a question or a comment for you tonight. Oh, wait a minute. Where is he? Let's see what happened to him. We might have lost him. But what I'd like to do is give each one of you just a minute. Oh, wait. We got Brother Andrew, and then we're going to give each of you a minute for your closing comments for tonight. Brother Andrew, we're bringing you in right now. Your question or comment?
Sis, I'm so glad that you're still on the front line. Peace and break. First of all, peace and blessings to every all the family members that you tuned in. And I'm just excited you tuned into your tonight. You know, I had some stuff that kind of took me out for a minute. But I'm excited about the young that you have coming online and saying what you're saying. And I just hope you're sincere about it. I just give you acknowledgement, sis, first of all, because I've been dealing with you for the last 7 years.
You're still breaking up. You're still breaking up.
Oh, sis. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, but you're breaking up. You're coming in and out.
Oh, sis. Okay. I just like to say this before. If I break up, I just like to acknowledge. And I really appreciate the younger men that's coming online and they're saying the things that they're saying. And putting the, prepared to and commit to the work that it does entail that you, I know for a fact for the last 7 years since I've been here in Philadelphia that you are committed to. And I can go on and on about your acknowledgments. First of all, let me talk about the record industry and the different industries that we're prepared to deal with. As you know,
you're breaking up again.
Ah, oh, I hate that.
You're breaking up. All
okay.
Right, brother. Thank you.
Peace and blessings.
Peace to you. Okay. What we'll do is kind of go to, I guess, Brother Yassim, you have a closing comment for us for tonight.
Yes, first of all, definitely thank you for allowing me to be on your show, Sister Empress Chief. Thank you very much. The movement is each one teach one. No way, shape, or form can we allow any rock to be unturned. And we can only do it with unity. And I'm with the 360 Wise Guy Music Group, all of the artists that are standing for something on that label. I appreciate them. Change Your Posture and changeyourposture.org and Militant Mind Militia, Militant Mind Movement. And I look forward to everything that's coming on board for October, standing up and fighting for the rights for the women, the children, and the record industry, the power that they think they have. They have power, but it's any power structure can get broken down. Just got to pull the layers back one by one. So I'm the voice for the youth and a voice for the streets. And thank you again for allowing me to be here.
All right, my brother. Well, we give thanks. We are so honored and blessed to have you to become a part of our extended family, and we are definitely looking forward to working with you in the future. And as you indicated, come October, we're going to make a serious stand, starting at the Justice Department when we charge genocide, and then the next day in commemoration of the largest gathering in the world of women anywhere ever, and now the first global movement for all women and girls of African descent. And, of course, we do have a brotherhood, and we'll be telling folks more about that as we move forward towards October, because we can't do and won't do anything without our brothers and without our family. So, brother, I thank you for also
Thanks.
Taking the time to join us, and we're going to have you back on soon so you can tell us more
Thanks.
About your group and some of the things that you're working on.
Thank you so much, sister. It's an honor. Thank you.
Yes, thanks. All right, Brother Bomani, your closing
yes.
comments for tonight.
Yes, thanks for having me on. It's nice talking to your brother and brothers. They got some clear information. I want to say one of the things that Jay-Z also doing, he was in charge of bringing in the rappers, and one of the rappers he's bringing in is ASAP. And this a couple of seconds and let you know what ASAP is all about. ASAP saying it's three N's, one B, one clip, one brain, dead girl. So they bring in at the show ASAP is talking about murdering our sister. So we about, you know, saving mm-hmm. sister. We don't want that information to get out, that message to go out that this is cool. This is justified saying and portraying and like doing what you not supposed to do, murder. You're supposed to respect a young lady. And like for people that want to come to the rally demonstration, they can go on www.stopstoprat.web.com. Thanks for letting
right.
me be on,
All
sister.
Right. All right, my brother, give thanks. And last but certainly not least, Dr. Randy Short.
Yes, I'm here. I just want to thank mm-hmm. all you, sister, for the mot that you bring. And I want to thank the brothers for the positivity. And I want them to reach out so we can blog and we can do more than one city. We need to shut these folks down. Wherever they can
That's
even
right.
sell a can of Pepsi or some popcorn, they need to feel uncomfortable. Maybe they can go someplace. In fact, hell has lots of space for them. They can hurry up and just go.
I know that. Well, family, you heard it right here, live in living color. I want to thank my brothers for joining us tonight, and certainly thank all of you for tuning in and continuing to spread the word that we are here, and we will be here, and we will be black next week, same time. Of course, we move forward, and we're going to give you more information about the upcoming Million Women March anniversary celebration and our Sweet 16 gathering. We hope all of you will support this effort, and again, next week we'll be giving you more specific information about that. In the meantime, we're going to leave you as we oftentimes greet you, and that is in the spirit of Ma'at and Hotep. But remember, there can be no real peace, no real Hotep, until there is truly Ma'at, meaning justice. As our dear brother Alton Maddox often says, no justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. And I can guarantee you, we're going to bring it until there is. Until next time, family, Tutanana, promote to the center. Together, we shall win.
Peace.
Peace.